none of us will receive the seal of God if we still have sin in our life. Then the latter rain will fall upon us as it fell upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost. She's tying us back in to this progressive close of probation. Continuing on in Testimonies, Volume 5, page 214 and onward. What are you doing, brethren, in the great work of preparation? Those who are uniting with the world are receiving the worldly mold and preparing for the mark of the beast. Those who are distrustful of self, who are humbling themselves before God and purifying their souls by obeying the truth, these are receiving the heavenly mold and preparing for the seal of God in their foreheads. When the decree goes forth and the stamp is impressed, their character will remain pure and spotless for eternity. Brothers and sisters, the decree that goes forth, that either demonstrates whether you have the seal of God or the mark of the beast, is the Sunday law decree. And she says, when it goes forth, if you have the character for the seal of God, you're going to remain that way for eternity. And likewise, if you have a character prepared for the mark of the beast, you're eternally lost. In either case, you may still be alive. So your probation has closed while you're alive. In other words, judgment of the living is underway. It may have started before that time. I think in reality it must have. The test is just what reveals what's happening and is underway. But I'm not worrying about trying to identify when the judgment of the living is beginning. Please don't hold me to that. But the point is, brothers and sisters, this takes place for Adventism at the beginning of the Sunday law testing time. And then the latter rain begins. Now, Testimonies to Ministers 507 says this: many have in a great measure failed to receive the former rain. They have not obtained all the benefits that God has thus provided for them. They expect that the lack will be supplied by the latter rain. When the richest abundance of grace shall be bestowed, they intend to open their hearts to receive it. They are making a terrible mistake. The work that God has begun in the human heart is giving His light and knowledge. In giving His light and knowledge must be continually going forward. Every individual must realize his own necessity. The heart must be emptied of every defilement and cleansed for the indwelling of the Spirit. It was by confession and forsaking of sin, by earnest prayer and consecration of themselves to God, that the early disciples prepared for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. The same work, only in greater degree, must be done now. Then the human agent had only to ask for the blessing and wait for the Lord to perfect